This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And welcome to Lee Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight. It's the first time we are back in 6 weeks. If you'd like to say g'day, feel free to send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. Hi, Basha.
Hello, Tian. I've missed you. I know. It's like we sit here for 6 weeks. We haven't been staring at each other.
I know. It's been weird.
I know. I think that's the longest time you and I have spent apart.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Apart from, you know, that section from birth to a few years ago.
I meant the last year.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. All right. Now, what have we got coming up on tonight's show?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of a catch-up for the last 6 weeks. You've got some very exciting news to share with everybody.
I do.
And we're going to talk about the Fox News runs a photo of a lesbian couple in a story about traditional marriage.
Yes, it was quite amusing.
And tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So let us know, people, if you're prepared, what you're doing, gift ideas, you know, help your fellow people out if they haven't got a gift yet because they could be struggling.
We'll have a couple of suggestions for you as well, some great lesbian gift ideas. And these do, I should say, bleed into the other homosexuals as well.
Yes, of course. We are all inclusive.
All inclusive. Now, what else?
We're going to look at a recent article I read in the newspaper about the man drought. It's quite funny. A blind date's do's and don'ts.
This is the one I'm excited about.
Yeah, they're quite... We made our own list.
We did.
Because their list was boring.
I hope it's funny.
We think it's funny. But we think a lot of things are funny.
Feel free to tell us it's not.
And if we get time, we talk about the dog owner who left his dog to die because he felt that he was gay.
Yeah, which is just rude.
It is rude.
And, you know, extremely harsh and heartless. And we'll talk about it later. Also,
the event listings for this week in Melbourne.
Yeah. So if you want to get out and about, have a bit of a boogie, we'll have a bit of a listing for you towards the end of the show of where you can go and, you know, places to be seen, y'all.
Exactly. So we've had a pretty cool 6 weeks.
It has been a pretty cool 6 weeks.
Now, first you've got to share your exciting news.
Okay. Well, my exciting news, I'm 25. I'm a bit of a...
That's not exciting, but
I'm young, you know. I'm a bit of a
little
whippersnapper.
Baby.
Yeah. I got engaged on Australia Day. Yes, round of applause. Yay. I did. My lovely partner, Nat, who I've been with for over a year now, asked me to marry her on horseback up in the high country while we were on a beautiful day-long trail ride.
Were you riding at the time or were you standing still?
We were riding and she asked me to come over and look at this amazing view.
Oh, but you were standing still, so she wasn't like... You weren't like...
There wasn't bouncing going on.
Okay, good, because I'm thinking that could be awkward.
Although that's the latest horse ride that I've done. I've done quite a few, but I did realise after that I need to buy a more supportive bra.
Yes.
TMI? Don't care. Anyway.
No, that's okay. They're very important.
Yes, it is.
Good support.
Good support is very important.
Holding the girls in place is very, very important.
It definitely is. So it was very romantic.
Yes, so congratulations. So excited.
I was really, really excited, especially getting to share that news with my family because they're very accepting and they're all very happy for me, which was really, really nice.
So that's wonderful.
Yes.
So there you go, people. So you can have happiness in the community.
There can be happiness. I wouldn't exactly say that I'm, you know, a poster child or anything, but no. You know, it's beautiful and I think it's important to share the love.
So, yes, so you did that on the Australia Day weekend?
Yes. Yes. It was lovely.
Yes.
She took me away for the weekend and it's very romantic.
I know, because she did tell me about it.
Yeah. I learnt that afterwards. Thanks.
I knew.
Yeah. Thanks. It's really nice of you.
I know.
I would have chosen a different outfit, just saying.
Oh, yeah, right. I was going to tell you. I was going to even hint. I didn't say anything to you. I kept my mouth quiet. I said nothing to you about, oh, you're going away. Are you really? I didn't know. I played dumb the whole way because I thought, I'm not doing anything because Nat will kill me.
Yeah, she probably would actually.
You know.
Now, what did you get up to? I mean, it's 6 weeks.
It's 6 weeks. Well, the last thing I did recently was part of Midsummer. We, of course, went to Pride, which was great.
Mm.
Got to see a lot of people that we know in the community who are also quite prominent in the Joy Network.
Joy Network.
So it was great to see those people out there. One of the things I did that I really, really liked was I saw the play 8, which
now,
is about
I've
Proposition
heard,
8.
Yes, and I've heard that's very good.
It was very good. It was quite funny. As we were going into the theatre, they directed us into the wrong theatre, and there were all these hippies standing there, and, you know, everyone was like, we're like, okay, this is really good, and there's people handing us flowers, and we looked at them, I went to the guy and said, excuse me, is this here? And he's like, yeah. I said, okay. Showed him the tickets and went, we're supposed to see eight. He's like, oh, that's the other theatre. We walk into the eighth theatre and it looks like a courtroom. It's very, very prim and proper.
Yes. No hippies and flowers in that
None at all. But no, it was a very interesting play. It was very good. It was actually engrossing that at the end when they said, all stand, I nearly stood up.
Lovely.
And went, oh, you're not in a courtroom? It's a play. How embarrassing that would have been. And then afterward, Dean had an equality forum about it. So Dean Beck.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
So he was hosting and had a lot of prominent guests, and they were just chatting about where they felt we need to start having conversations about equality in our community, like within schools or politics, you know, in the medical profession, things like that. And it was a really interesting evening.
Mm. Well, so, it does sound like it.
It was lovely.
Well, lovely.
And I got to see Dean again because I haven't seen Dean Beck for a while.
Mr. Beck is absolutely adorable. He does, of course, do hide and seek.
Yes, and on the line.
And on the line. Hide and seek is Thursdays, 11 p.m.
Yes, and we used to follow them.
10 p.m. 10 p.m. Sorry.
No, it's 9 till 9. 11.
Oh, gosh.
We were following them. That's how I know these guys, because we used to see them, we used to hear their stories, and then we'd learn all about their issues.
It was very entertaining, wasn't it?
It was.
All right. Well, look, we do have a big show lined up for you. Of course, we're going to be Valentine's Day-ing it up. That's not even a word, is it?
Just make it up.
Okay, just go on with it. Look, if you'd like to get in touch with us, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We would love to hear from you. All right, look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, The Link on Joy. Look, if you'd like to send us a text in the studio, feel free on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. I hope I sounded upbeat.
You did.
That was my intention.
You're listening to Lay Link, by the way. I don't know if you actually said that.
You are. You're listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy 94.9. We're very happy to be back because we've been on a little bit of a holiday.
We have. And yes, you were, you know, well, my co-host here has got engaged. So yes, that's very exciting.
We can stop talking about it now.
All right, we will. But speaking of engagements, there was a funny article.
I thought you were going to tell me some news then.
I know.
Okay, I'm good.
No. Fox News runs a photo of a lesbian couple in a story about traditional marriage.
Yes, this is interesting.
It is. It basically highlights to me what I classify as lazy journalism, and they didn't read the article because Fox News took this article from Huffington Post.
Right.
Now, if you read directly under the picture that they took, it quite clearly said this lovely couple and stipulated both of the partners' names, obviously female, and even said that they were a female couple and they were the first couple to get married on top of the same-sex couple to get married on top of the Empire State Building last year. So well done, Fox News, for picking an up-to-date photo. But yeah, that's just really lazy journalism because...
So do you think possibly, I mean, someone obviously writes the article and then the person who matches the photo clearly wasn't paying attention. Do you reckon they just Googled?
Of course they do. when you actually look up a news story and you try to find different perspectives, it's very common that on all the major news networks across the country and across the world, they've got the exact same article word for word. So, you know, where is the journalism in that? You're just rehashing someone else's words.
I don't even know.
But we won't criticise that because we never do that in our program.
We never reuse other people's things.
But I found the original article that the Fox News did because they were talking about, you know, the title of their article was "To Be Happy, You Must Admit Men and Women Aren't Equal." And this woman proceeds...
That's not very nice.
No. She proceeds to write all about the fact that she's written a book on how to choose a husband and make peace with marriage. So love her already. And, you know, she's
that
talking...
That means she doesn't.
No. But she's talking about the fact that we have no good role models because we've grown up in a generation of people with divorce and so we don't have these lasting images of love and, you know, all that kind of thing.
Well,
and
that's not true.
No, it's not. And that the, today's women honour sex, singlehood and female empowerment. And?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? And if they want to have kids, well, you know... off they go. They can do that. And she just writes a lot of things. You know, she's writing that the women are marrying a lot later in life because they're worrying about, you know, I think a lot of women are concerned more about establishing themselves in their careers.
Well, I think that's because women do have a lot more choices when it comes to career now.
Yes, and so they're now establishing themselves in a workplace, and then they decide, okay, now it's time for me to take a career break, because they're at a level where they can take that year off, or those 2 years off, or whatever they choose to take, you know, if it's 6 weeks, you know, whatever they feel is comfortable for them to take off for their maternity leave. But,
you know, I was wondering where you were going from that. And when you said 6 weeks, I was kind of concerned, because how is it possible for somebody to just pop out and be done with it in 6 weeks?
Oh, it is actually possible. I've worked with women that have done that.
No.
Seriously. We don't judge, but, you know, if that's what you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, however you want to.
Well, yeah, of course. But, I mean,
if you've got a mortgage.
Recovery time.
Yes, but if you've got a mortgage and you've got payments to make.
If you're on maternity leave, then you're getting wages anyway.
Yes, but only a proportion of your salary you're getting, and it's only for about 6 weeks.
That's not necessarily true.
You know, but anyway, we are not.
Don't get me started on entitlements.
All right, okay. The HR people, calm down.
And, go on. It's too funny.
It is. But, you know, she's saying that women postpone marriage indefinitely or move in and out of intense romantic relationships or even live with their boyfriends for years at a time. Oh, my God, heaven forbid. How bad?
Was this written in the Dark Ages?
No, it was written recently. But she seems to write her books in that time.
The Dark Ages?
Yes.
Right.
And she's writing about marriage becomes a competitive sport. You know, about the fact that everyone wants to be equals and how, you know, the husband and wife are in a battle about who does more in the home front and who's getting everything done. And she says that marriage is now a war. No, it's about sharing responsibilities and helping each other out. The funny thing is, she wrote here, feminism doesn't result in equality between the sexes. It results in mass confusion. Maybe for her.
Yeah, I think just for her, yeah. There's a lot of mass confusion going on in her world right now. Look, I mean, it's interesting enough, but...
The one thing that really infuriated me was here, men and women may be capable of doing many of the same things, but they don't. That doesn't mean they want to. We don't have many female CEOs or stay-at-home dads. Seriously? Seriously? This is what she's saying? Because that really infuriated me.
They recently made a whole TV show about it.
You know?
House husbands.
Yes. But we do need more female CEOs, not in this country, but across the world. And if these women want to do it, then why not?
Why not?
But the only intelligent thing she said at the end, and I'm hoping that, I don't know if she said it.
Yeah, she does string words together quite well. It's just that when they're strung together, they come up with...
It just aggravated me. Yeah. But yeah, the battle of the sexes is over. And guess what? No one won. Why not try something else on for size? Like this, men and women are equal but different. They're each being blessed with this amazing and unique qualities that they bring to the table. Isn't it time we stop fussing about who brought what and simply enjoy the feast? So I agree with that, but it goes against everything she's just said in her whole article.
So basically she's preach about one subject, and then she ends the whole article with something completely different that is just...
Basically, yes.
Right. So I'm guessing that maybe her editor wrote that little bit at the end.
Possibly.
Possibly. Let's save this article. I'm going to write this. We can still put it in the magazine if we enter this little bit, which is more important. All right. Now, look, you are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy, and we are very happy to be back after our six-week holiday. Now, we are going to be talking very soon about Valentine's Day, and we want to know if you're prepared and what you're doing and whether you have gift ideas that you'd like to share with us. So if you do, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, someone has done that now.
Yes, someone's written in and said happy engagement. And
oh, thank you.
Are you and that going to Paris?
No, we are not going to Paris.
What a shame.
I don't even know if we should have an engagement party.
You so should. We already discussed this, but we're not going in
but
there.
But I'm still, you know, I just don't know whether we should or not. Why can't we just
and
go straight to the wedding?
And here's a local, Nick from Hawthorne, said that we are hilarious and we're great fun together and he loves what we're talking about.
Well, thank
and it's great
you.
To have us back. Thank you, Nick.
Nick, you're my neighbour. I live in Hawthorne.
I know. Do you know Nick?
I don't, but I feel like we should have coffee. I don't know. All right. Look, if you do want to get into the conversation, as I said, send us a text 0427JOY949. How much do they cost nowadays? Like 20 cents for a text message? Most people get them free.
Mine are free.
Mine are free.
So, yes. No excuses, people.
No excuses. Look, you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. If you would like to get in contact with us, please do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or emailing at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Miss B.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Are you organised?
Oh, yeah, pretty organised. You?
No, not even a little bit.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Now you got the ring on it. Life. Now there's the ring on it. There's no turning back now. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
I don't think that was the aim of Beyonce's song.
If you like it, you better put a ring on it. Well, she did like it, and she did put a ring on it.
Yeah, it's quite a rock she's got on that hand, too.
Let's not talk about it.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on.
So I have the 10 gift ideas from autostraddle.com.
So this is 10 lesbo sexy Valentine's Day things for weirdos.
Yes.
Which sounds great.
It sounds, it kept me laughing. Number one, the joy of sex, or the joy of lesbian sex, the 1977 edition. You know, so that must be, you know, the good edition, probably in the later editions
is
they just
this
got a
book
bit.
Or?
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay.
It is a book. Do you not know these things? Pink heart restraints.
What are they?
So you've got like, you know, like the lesbian like leather armbands that you have, but they're pink and they have a little love heart on them, but they have a little hook on the other side so you can hang someone around in them.
Right.
No?
Also close second to the, what's it called? The thingy with the swing.
Oh, the swing.
The sex harness swing.
Well, yeah,
thing.
You can hang them in the swing with that as well.
Lovely.
Yeah, what? So yeah, there you go, swing. Right. If you're a bit, you know, tight for money, and you can go the edible thong.
The edible thong,
you know.
Yes.
So that's always
good. Not exactly something you can keep, though.
I don't think it's supposed to be kept and reused. I wouldn't be putting that
like
in the wash.
It's a one-time use thing.
Isn't that the
putting
point?
It in the wash? Can you imagine? It would destroy the clothes.
Oh, thank you. Someone who understands about clothing and sprays and stains.
So. Gosh,
a subscription.
You have to go there?
I know. I didn't mean that. I meant in general clothes. Thank you.
I'm like crying.
Sorry. Okay, a subscription to Curve magazine.
That's a good one. I like that one. Okay. Well, I like this one, the boob cake pan. So if you want to make a boob-shaped cake, then you have a pan that you can throw in the oven.
Which I think is great because if you've ever tried to make one, to get that shape and everything is really difficult. Now your only difficulty is making sure that you get your icing to look skin colour. But you've added another one. You want vagina cupcakes.
I did want vagina cupcakes. I remember seeing this photo online of all of these different cupcakes all lined up and they all had different sort of shapes and types
yeah,
of vaginas.
Yeah, they were great.
Fantastic.
I didn't find mine in there, but, you know, that's okay.
Gosh.
The
well,
next one
I'm glad you looked. I mean, that really says a lot about your character.
One must be thorough in doing research. Oh, it was a friend of ours. I wasn't sure how thorough she was been in her research.
I don't want to know.
All right. The next
what
one
else?
Is quite funny. Oh, it's the Spank Me Baby Pack. So it's a pre and post soothing pack.
Right. Does it come with paddle or without?
I didn't actually look into that, but I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does too. Okay, what's the next one?
Olivia Lucky Ladies Bertie Page playing cards.
Bertie Page? Do you mean
Betty
Page? Page?
Sorry, I was thinking Bertie Beetle. I went to chocolate.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, there's another one for the list. Don't forget the chocolate.
Mm.
Chocolate's very important.
And Lucky Last, which kept me laughing. It's a book.
A book?
A Hand in the Bush, The Fine Art of Vaginal Fisting.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they got an entire book in there, but well done to them.
Well, you can imagine it would have many different, subcategories on, you know, stuff.
But then we have sort of for the more... low-key people, you know, for the people who just want to do a normal thing, you know.
Okay, hang on. I've got to stop you right there.
No, I didn't mean that normal, but, you know, some of these topics could be a bit, you know, if you're new in a relationship or you're a bit...
Well, they might not be very appropriate.
Yes, so if you don't want to do things like that...
You don't exactly walk up on the first date and say, hi, would you like to, you know...
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, I bought you a book.
Would you like to shake hands? Not that way.
Yes. If you don't want to do those kind of things, there's a list here of sort of more mellow, let's say mellow. So, you know, plan a picnic.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and my favourite thing they've written in here is spend the afternoon talking to each other and making plans for the future, because lesbians do not do that. Go shopping. You can engage in some window shopping or simply browse the stores to pick up a few knickknacks for your pad. So
that's nice, because, you know, even if it is the first or second date, you've probably already U-hauled, so that makes sense.
Exactly. That's why she said your pad.
So go to IKEA. IKEA on Valentine's Day. Oh, find me there. Sorry, I'm good now.
Hit the night spots.
Hit the night. Go party.
Then you've got movie night. Now, if you're on a low budget, you know, you can always do a DVD night at home. and make a nice little selection of food and stuff and snuggle on the couch if you can't afford to go to the cinemas. This one I like is do what you enjoy together. So find some sort of hobby or interest that you both share and make sure that you do that.
Like bushwalking.
If that's what you like.
Or colouring in.
Are you three?
I like to colour in.
Okay, all right.
I have a lovely selection of colouring in books at home, and sometimes we sit on the couch and watch a movie and colour in. And
okay.
You're doing that thing, thing where you do that, shut up.
All right.
Next.
Go stargazing.
Well, that's nice.
So that's sort of romantic, you know.
I can see the stars out my window. Does that count? Or is that multitasking?
But this is saying, you know, maybe take a picnic and a nice little blanket and go out somewhere and just stare at the stars, which is always nice.
But you'd need some kind of stargazing book so you knew exactly, you know, what the constellations were and stuff like that.
Google is always helpful.
Yeah, but you can't exactly hold Google up and go, oh, yeah, that's that one. A book is
just
more...
Just make it up.
A book is
as
more...
As long as you talk
what's
with...
What's the word I'm looking for? A book is
intellectual?
More... Intellectual? Well, yes. It's tangible. It's right there. It's, you know, it's something that's physical. Anyway.
As opposed to the partner sitting next to you. They're not physical. Anyway.
Yes, well, you can touch them too. Inappropriately. Mm. Now, what's
pamper
next?
The senses.
Oh.
So this is about giving your partner a long and intense sensual massage.
Long and intense.
Mm.
It doesn't say intense here. I think you put
just
that
added
word
that
in yourself.
Yeah, it's got to be long.
Okay, and the last one.
Yeah, the last one, yeah. Announce your relationship. So if you're both prepared to and you haven't, maybe you've been hibernating or something, you know, you want to share it with the people, you know, or like yourselves that you've just got engaged. You might want to announce it to people if you
haven't already done
that.
I've already well and truly announced. But I think that's good. I think that, you know, that could be really beautiful and setting for your relationship if it's new. It's like, well, you know what? You're my girlfriend or you're my boyfriend and I'm going to observe that and I'm going to let everybody know and shout it from the hilltops and be all romantic and stuff, which is nice.
Yes. So Chris from Glenroy wrote us in and he's saying that
Hi, Chris.
Congratulations on the engagement.
Thank you.
Now, him and his girlfriend have been together for 5 weeks and he's going to be buying her 6 red roses tomorrow.
That's pretty.
That is pretty.
That's pretty.
That's nice.
But I want to know what people do because, see, this is the thing with roses with me for Valentine's Day, okay? They charge ridiculous amounts of money for these roses on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And I think for me personally, I mean, I loved... Last Valentine's Day, Nat bought me one long stem red rose in a beautiful box and she surprised me at work and it was adorable. No one had ever really done that for me on Valentine's Day before. So that was really special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So considering these flowers are so ridiculously expensive, does anyone have any alternatives to flowers? And good on Chris for forking out the dosh because that's not going to be cheap.
No, it won't be. But yes.
So I would like to know. If anyone has any alternatives for Le Roses and chocolate, let me know. You can send a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we made a list.
Yeah, we wrote our own list.
We checked it twice.
Yep.
It's a bit good and it's a bit nice. All right.
Okay, so we started off with a nice gift pack. So maybe with some lingerie, some
That's
body paint.
That's not what I've got on the start of my list.
Yeah, I didn't want to start with that one. massage oil, chocolates. You know, just some scented candles, all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, so get
in
like a little basket.
Yeah, and just chuck in a lot of fun
add
stuff.
Add little cutesy bits and pieces, you know, blindfold, whip, chains, whatever. You know, just chuck it all in together.
Exactly.
Nice little saucy gift basket mm-hmm. and fling it her way.
Mm.
Don't literally fling because throwing things at your partner is probably not advised.
No, not advised.
No. Not usually.
Now, what was your suggestion?
Well, the first one that I put on the list after much consideration was a turkey baster.
Well, that's really just putting it out there, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you might be considering it, talking about it, thinking about it. Hey, why not just throw it out there? Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a turkey baster. Or if you're really romantic and you're really going for gold, how about a dozen turkey basters? Some of them do come with red on the end, so that could work for you.
Okay.
I'm going to stop talking. Next one, please.
Tickets to, well, Tegan and Sarah, Heather Peace, maybe a Broadway show.
You go to the theatre.
The theatre's always nice.
Yes, that's nice. I like that. A nice, you know, a show. Go and see a show. Very good.
What is next?
The next one on my list here is lovers coupons. So this could be something that you can buy them now.
That's pretty boring.
You could also make them yourself.
Which is always nice.
Because then you can tailor them to your partner.
Of course.
You know, so for example, if you went to a sex shop and you got a book of lovers coupons, there might be something in there that's totally not what you're willing to do for your partner.
So you take those out.
You could take them out, but then it would be obvious that you've taken them out, so probably not, no. But if you make it yourself, you can do your own little cute designs and flowers, and you can put stuff in there that's relevant to your partner. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if Nat was to make one of those for me, she could put in there that she would make dinner 3 nights a week or something like that. That would be nice.
Yeah, but hold on. A coupon is a one-off offer.
Yes, well, just,
so it would
you
be,
know, once.
I promise to make you dinner, and then you hand her the coupon and say, I would like you to make me dinner because here's the coupon.
Yeah, but I don't think I would put her on the spot like that. Anyway, moving on.
But, you know, but then you could also have difficulties like with the lover's coupons, you know, if it said something like, you know, coupon valid for one orgasm, what happens if it's a multiple orgasm? Do you stop in the middle or?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh.
Okay, we're getting down to the nitty gritty now.
Exactly. Or do you have a backup coupon that says, hold on, do not stop. Here's another coupon. Keep going.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Go directly to my bed. All right, next one, a romantic dinner date.
They're always nice.
They're always nice. You know. And you could even do that before you go and see a show and before you use the turkey baster. You could just go out and have a nice dinner.
You're thinking that people have a lot of money?
Well, no, I'm not.
But you
I'm
can go to even a, even a nice little restaurant that doesn't cost a lot.
Well, you could.
Bring your own tablecloth. Make it a bit classy.
Wash your own dishes out the back. It's all good. Now, next one, and I've got on here, this one's very important, especially to me with my new accessory, diamonds.
Oh, really?
They are a girl's best friend. In fact, they're everybody's best friend. And I did write here, why not, you know, propose? Because it is Valentine's Day. It's all about the romance.
No, it is. I'm surprised you can actually lift your hand with that rock on your arm.
Sex toys. Sex toys, yes. Great topic.
Yeah,
you've got to
get those.
You could. You could go and buy sex toys if you know specifically what your partner's had their dirty eye on.
Yes, or what they're...
Or a voucher or something like that.
Yeah, coupon and voucher's probably not as fun. But if you actually get them something that you know that they wanted or you wanted to bring into the relationship,
well, just make sure that if you're going to do that and you're going to go on a dinner date, you don't take it and let them open it at dinner because that could be awkward.
Why? That'd be fun.
You're mean.
You'll hear the couple next door going, why didn't you give me one of those? Flowers. I didn't want flowers. Look at that.
Okay.
Look at her six features. It just reminds me of the latest Dyson commercial. Have you seen that?
Did you just switch to vacuum cleaners?
I did, actually, because I get really excited over the commercial of vacuum cleaners. Not that I want one for Valentine's Day, but, you know, just anyway.
Okay.
And the last one you've got here.
A lesbian lover's photo shoot.
Yes.
It's romantic.
It is romantic, but you need to find a photographer that will be happy to do it. Most
there
will do.
There are so many photographers that are cheap and easy to get to and would just love to do this because it's a coupley thing, you know, it's nice. And you could even, and I'm taking a page from the Real L Word right here. Now, what was that young girl's name? I can't remember her name. The one that dated Rose. She was nice, blonde. Anyway, she did a romantic photo shoot, a little bit saucy, for Rose for Valentine's Day and presented it to her on Valentine's Day. Great photos.
And they broke up shortly after. But that's beside the point.
Well, you know.
Not saying that the two have anything to do with
each other. There was a sex scene. It was great. It was romantic at the time, but then it moved on. All right. Next topic, I'm throwing it away. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. We're very happy to be back after our 6-week holiday. And if you would like to send us a text in the studio, feel free. You can do so on 0427 Joy 949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back. It was the longest break in history.
It was 6 weeks. Oh, you mean just now?
Yeah, just now.
Okay.
Look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy, and we do love it when you get in contact with us. So please send us a text on 0427 Joy 949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, you can find us on Facebook.
Can you?
You can.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And, wow. And what do they need to type in to find us?
Is it lay_link?
I think so.
It's something like that.
But they can go to the Joy website and they can click on our little banner, which is now at the top of the screen.
It is now at the top of the screen. So go to joy.org.au.
Yes.
It's a great website.
It is. There's lots of stuff there and you can even podcast our show. So if you miss us, you can not miss us.
Yay! It's always a good thing. Next,
well, on the weekend when you opened the newspaper, you were reminded that this weekend was Valentine's Day. But my favourite article of all was that single women in their 30s are struggling to find love amid a man drought. So they've proceeded to tell us how the number of men are dropping in the country because now there's more women and that supposedly men are going overseas to pursue working overseas and, you know, they're
something
doing that.
Something rather.
Like, okay, really? I didn't notice that, but all right, fair enough. And they've gone to describe certain types of females. So they've got the Miss Independent. And this is where they go back to lovely Father Tony Karen, who made this comment quite a while ago that women are quite choosy when it comes to saying yes. And then they need to drop their standards in order to get a husband.
I don't think women need to drop their standards even a little bit.
Well, he did get a lot of anger out of that article.
I feel like we need to give his official title here. He is the Reverend Father Tony Karen, Episcopal Vicar for Justice and Social Service for the Archdiocese in Melbourne.
There you go.
I don't know why I had to become posh and English to do that, but I did.
Oh, I think it just comes with the territory. But
right,
anyway.
Moving on.
But, you know, they're talking about the fact that now women have better education, job opportunities, more single women are living closer to the cities. And according to this, that the available men are living in rural areas. They're going to the mining areas and farming.
This does kind of play in with the whole farmer wants a wife thing.
Yeah, but I don't find that to be true. You know, go out on a Saturday night. You see lots of men out there. I don't see a man drowned. Not really looking at them.
And I think maybe there's just a lack of men that are ready to settle down.
Yeah, and I think that the women, and this is where they go to the next one, which is ticking all the boxes. So that gone are the days where women are looking for a man for security to help them, you know, look after them while they're having kids, and that women are now got their own careers. They're very successful and they want a male to match them at that. And I think that what's happening is that, you know, the women, you know, the men are just not there.
No, they're not.
You know, and they're talking about the changing the playing field, that, you know, men have been taught, you know, to hold the door open for women and things like that and be a bit more like that. But now they're being told that women want a bit more, you know, equality and things. And these poor men are confused because they don't know what they're supposed to do. Well, men, lesbians are confused just as much as you are, you know, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
And then the last one, of course, is the happily single. You know, that these women are quite happy to, you know, be over 30 and single and having fun and enjoying their lives.
See, this whole thing, when you mentioned it to me, plays into the fact last night I was watching an episode of Sex and the City, as I sometimes do because I can catch it on TV late at night, and lovely Carrie was going into this whole idea of men not feeling like they need to settle down.
Okay.
And so they mow their way through women, which is, you know, happens a lot because when they're young, they tend to sow their seeds a bit.
That's it.
That's how it goes. But they were saying that, of course, women becoming more professional and more capable and more equal now don't have to put up with that.
No, and a lot of men still to this day find it difficult when the woman's earning a higher salary than them. And that's for them, I think, quite difficult for some men to handle. A lot of men can, but some men find that quite difficult. But what I found interesting about this article was in the whole thing, they were giving all these women advice. They never mentioned to them the fact that if there's a man drought, then just become a lesbian. Come on. we happily take new people into the fold.
We do. In fact, we enjoy taking new people into the
fold.
Yes,
we encourage it. Come and join us. I was quite annoyed with the newspaper not putting that little addition in there.
You should write them a very strongly worded letter.
I'm not 80 yet, but I will consider
that. Come on
now. No.
A strongly worded letter does not go astray. I have found this.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Do we want to tell people what's happening on the weekend?
We do want to tell people what's happening on the weekend.
Apart from tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If you haven't remembered, quick, go out and get something.
Yeah, hurry now while you can. You know, one thing I forgot to add to that list, socks. Everyone likes fluffy socks. Nobody can ever have enough socks. Buy socks for your partner for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. I used to buy my dad socks and underwear as a kid. And he used to hate it.
Okay, but your dad is not your Valentine, so weird.
Why would you buy socks?
Well, because socks are good and they're handy, and I'm going to be one of those grandmothers, aren't I?
Yeah, you are, and I'm never wanting gifts from you because they'll be like clothes.
All the gifts I have bought you have been...
delightful. Yes, no,
lovely.
I do like your gifts. No, you have given me lovely gifts.
How's the plant I bought you at Christmas?
It's still alive.
I'm glad. Okay. All right. Well, look, you are listening to Basha and Tian. We have been running through the topics and we've got one more that is, I am just bursting to talk about blind date do's and don'ts because the list that we've created for you is quite funny. I hope you think so. You are with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Tonight we have been talking about...
Well, we've been talking about a lot of things. So we've been talking about your exciting news. Yes, my co-host here is engaged. We talked about Fox News running a photo of a lesbian couple in a story about traditional marriage.
Which
Whoops.
Was silly.
Yes. Valentine's Day, you know, we gave you our list of ideas of if you're, you know, what you can do and what to get. And what
to
you
get.
Yes. And, of course, the article on the man drought in Australia. And maybe all these women should just start looking at the lady loving.
This is a very real and serious situation.
It is. I thought that when I read it. I thought, hold on, why have you not mentioned this? And now we're going to talk about blind date etiquette.
Yes, blind date etiquette. And I think it's very important because there's rules.
I think there are. So one thing I'd say is do not obsess about your last relationship and don't mention it on the date.
Wait, don't bring it up.
Please don't.
Like that whole line in the L Word where the chick's like, I understand, that was a really big relationship for you. Yeah, she was really nice and one in a million, okay? Don't talk about it. Just move on. Don't talk about it.
Yes. Bring enough money to pay for both meals. Now, I know this is going to always be a bit of a problem, but make sure you have enough money, especially if you're the one who asked the other person out. Don't maybe expect to be paying for the whole meal or the whole night, but at least have that money there just in case.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think, you know, a quality, ladies.
Oh, it is, definitely.
You know, like you're on a date, you're both there for mutual satisfaction, or you hope to be, and, you know, pay.
Well, if you're doing several events, then, you know, maybe one pays for dinner and the other pays for the theatre or the movie or something like that, that you just share it up so that you're not sitting
That's
there
valid.
To the cent recalculating and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, just go with it, you know.
You know, and if there is a difference in salary, we'll expect the fact that, you know, your partner who's not very rich cannot afford to pay $200 for a meal, so maybe don't take her to a restaurant there. That'll make her feel awkward. Or him.
Okay, but this is a blind date, so you don't know that about the person yet. So choose something that's level.
Yeah.
Easy. $20 main.
I think so.
$25.
Poor social skills are unacceptable. So always be polite, nice. You know, it's okay to send a meal back, but do it in a polite way.
Mm. Yeah, you don't want to be one of those people.
Yeah, because then they'll spit in it.
Oh, gross.
Oh, they will. And if you start having an argument on the date, you know, or the person starts to tell you their opinion and things and it starts to get a little bit heated, maybe change topics.
Yeah, move on to something, you know, to stay away from, what is it, religion, politics...
Sex.
Don't stay away from the sex. Go with the sex. All right, look, we have a list of do's and don'ts for you that we quickly jotted down before.
Yes, but I just want to add that you've got to be nice, be fair, and be considerate, ladies. Very important. And gentlemen.
And gentlemen. Everyone.
And gentlemen.
Everyone. Be considerate. Love each other.
Do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts.
Do's.
Shower and shave and dress nice.
Don't expect sex.
Do prepare for it anyway.
Don't have unrealistic expectations.
Do prepare for them to have unrealistic expectations.
Don't drink too much.
Do have a backup plan for escape. These dates can go bad.
Don't flirt with the staff.
Do check them out discreetly. Keep your options open, you know.
Don't stare at her boobs or make comments.
Make lewd comments, yes. Yes, that would not be a good thing. But do, and the most important one of all dating, is have fun.
And laugh.
And laugh. And enjoy each other's company.
Yes. So that is the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. How did that happen?
I know.
Ah, it's so fast.
Because we had so much to talk about.
It is true. We did kind of push ourselves. Right. Well, we will be back.
Next week. 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Wednesday. Mm. Yep. As per usual. And we're very much looking forward to it. It's been a nice holiday, but it's also very good to be back.
Yes, so you've been listening to Basha and Tian on Lay Link on Joy 94.9. Good night.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.